Chapter 17. Even though you have the heaviest burden, in his love and in his pity he redeemed them. Isaiah 63, verse 9. Christiana again looked at the grave and thought of her husband. Mr. Greatheart, she asked, was it because of this that the burden fell off his back here? And was that the reason why he was so happy that he leaped for joy three times? Yes, that is how it was, Mr. Greatheart said. It was because he believed in the forgiveness of sins that made the ropes break and the burden fall off his back. It is only possible in this way. Christian had certainly tried to get rid of the burden himself, but that did not work. He had to carry this burden for a very long time, but when he came to the cross, the ropes broke. This shows you how great the power of the cross is. I thought so already, Christiana said. Before I came here, my heart had been light and joyful at times, but now I am 10 times as glad and cheerful. I have learned very little about it yet, but one thing I know for sure, and I can tell everyone who will come to this place. If you believe here, just like I have done, then your heart will be glad and joyful, even though you have the heaviest burden of the whole world. What a comfort it is when that burden is taken away, Mr. Greatheart said. But Christiana, more will happen yet. Through the cross, you will also receive great love. This cannot be otherwise, for in this place, the Lord does not only promise forgiveness, but he also gives it. And then your heart must overflow from love. Oh, that he wanted to forgive us our sins in this way. Yes, then your heart is filled with love for the man who did this. I am convinced of this, Christiana said. If I think of how he shed his blood for me, then my heart bleeds. She closed her eyes for a moment. Oh, how great is thy love! Thou must be praised exceedingly. Thou art worthy that I honor thee, and thou hast bought me, and now I may belong to thee. How good thou art, how much it cost thee, and thou hast paid much more than I am worth, even 10,000 times more. Then she said to the others, yes, now I understand that my husband was so glad, and when he was here at the cross, and that he had tears in his eyes. Now I understand that he could walk so much faster after this. Yet he had to travel alone. How he would have liked it if I would have gone with him. What a very miserable person I was. I let him come here all by himself. Then she looked at Mercy. Oh, girl, if only your father and mother would be here too. Yes, if only Mrs. Timorous would be here. I would have liked Mrs. Wanton to stand here too. How much they would be affected by this. They would have liked to stay here. Mrs. Timorous would not say any more, I will go back, for I am afraid. And Mrs. Wanton would not desire her filthy sins any more. They would become good travelers who would not want to return. Mr. Greatheart smiled. What you are saying now comes from your warm affections. What do you think? Will it always stay like this with you? Christiana never thought of that yet. Listen, Mr. Greatheart said. There were more people who saw Jesus bleeding, and only a few of them felt the same love in their heart as you. There were people who stood very close to the cross. They saw his heart's blood flowing onto the ground, and yet there was no tear to be seen in their eyes. Oh no, they laughed him to scorn. They did not want to be his disciples at all. They only made their hearts harder. But what you have, my daughters, you do not have of yourself. That was wrought in you in a special way, and that happened by everything which was spoken to you. Thus you learn the meaning of this cross. Remember the lessons of the hen. At her common call, she does not have anything for her chicks to eat. A special alluring call was needed for that. Therefore, you receive this by a special grace. Explanation. For whom is the wonder at the cross the greatest? For the greatest of sinners. When the Lord gives grace, then you wish it for everyone. Then you are full of love. You would like everyone to be standing at the cross. Then everyone would be full of love. At least, that is what you think. But this is not the case. Many people do not become softer, but harder, when there is spoken about the work of the Lord Jesus. We need special grace.